For the new year, I really want to make sure that sauning is a big part of my wellness routine, and that's where I'm thrilled to bring in Boncharge. Boncharge is a holistic wellness brand with a huge range of evidence-based products to optimize your life in every way. Founded on science and inspired by nature, all Boncharge products adapt ancestral ways of living in our modern-day world. Their extensive range of premium wellness products help you sleep better, perform better, and have more energy, recover faster, balance hormones, reduce inflammation. The list really is endless. If you're interested, go to boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15%. That's boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15% off on your purchase. That's boncharge.com/manifest. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. So don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more that you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of the show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/manifest. Just go to Indeed.com/manifest right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/manifest. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Welcome back to another episode of Manifest with Tori DeSimone. I'm your host, Tori DeSimone. It's going to be a great day today. Happy Monday, everybody. I hope you're having an amazing day so far, whether this is the first thing you listen to or maybe one of the last. Thank you for listening, and let's have an amazing week together. I'm recording this on a Friday, which is different than my Thursday recordings, so it feels good to be doing it on a Friday. It's sunny out. It's a 9:30 in the morning. We're having a good day today. I'm excited to be here and talk. So today's episode is, I was actually in a huge slump of like what to record. Nothing was coming to my mind. I was like, you know, I've kind of been in like a slump all week, so like what if I did like five ways to get out of a slump? But then I was like, I'm not even doing that right now. So like, no, I was just sort of like really at a loss. I have like a bunch of other topics written down, but I was like, I don't feel like talking about any of this stuff today. So I was like, I don't really know. Then I was like, all right, I know a lot of people always ask about, you know, I talk a lot about morning routines, but a lot of people ask, well, how do you create a morning routine? I was like, okay, I can do that pretty simply. And then I started typing it and it just kept going and going. So now we have a pretty full episode about how to create a morning routine that works for you, that you specialize, that you pick out, that you choose. And I looked through all my episodes and I can't find a dedicated topic on this. So it only took me about 2 years, but it is almost 2 years since my first episode. I think my first episode came out in May of 2019, so it's almost 2 years, which is crazy. The time has literally flown by. People celebrate their podcast when they're like, oh, happy 100 episodes, happy 2 years, and I'm literally just like, yeah, it's just another day. I don't know. I'm not a big milestone person. Like, my birthday's coming up, and I love my birthday, but at the same time, like, I don't really dedicate a lot to my birthday. I don't really know. Same with, like, anniversaries. Like, I'm just like, all right, yep, awesome, let's keep it moving. Like, I love celebrating like strides, like 1 year, 2 year, 3 years, all that sort of stuff, but at the same time, to me it always just feels like another day, and I'm never like super sentimental, so to me it's always funny. Like, milestones are funny to me. I love them, I love celebrating them, but when it comes to my milestones, like my personal ones, like this podcast, my birthday, stuff like that, I'm always just like, yeah, just another day, another dollar. But I love celebrating other people's milestones. So I don't know what that says about me. But anyway, okay. Before we begin, I just wanted to update you guys on a little thing about my life. I can't stop watching Ink Master. It's on Netflix right now. I think it's been on Netflix, but I can't stop watching it. And now all I want is a full sleeve of tattoos. I've been wanting tattoos actually for a really long time. I have 6, which sounds like a lot, but it's not because they're all very small. But I really want tattoos. I've always like kind of pondered with the idea of a sleeve. I think it would be cool. I think it'd be really cool. But I don't know if it's very me. But after watching Ink Master, I'm like, man, I really want some tattoos. And I typically get like the tattoo bug every year or so where I'm like, I really need to go get a tattoo. And the last tattoo I got was, I think, July 2019. So it's been a long time since I got a tattoo. I really want another one. Yeah. Anyway, I've just been watching a lot of Ink Master. Yeah, there is not a lot to update you guys on because this week was pretty, nothing like really crazy to update you guys on that happened other than me watching a lot of Ink Master. I still don't have my car. When you guys listen to this, I was supposed to get it last week, but they said they needed another part. So then I was going to get it Friday, which is the day I'm recording this. But when you guys listened 4 days ago, and then they said, oh no, it's not coming Friday. We need another part. So I should be getting it Tuesday, which is tomorrow, hopefully. So it's like a month without my car. And it's been crazy not having a car for this long. Yeah, it's just been wild. What else is new? Literally nothing. Ink Master. Still don't have a car. Nothing. Everything else is the same. All right. Then I guess let's get on to today's episode and topic of how to create a morning routine that works for you. I'm very excited to talk about this, and let's get into it. For the new year, I really want to make sure that sauning is a big part of my wellness routine, and that is where I'm thrilled to bring in Boncharge. Boncharge is a holistic wellness brand with a huge range of evidence-based products to optimize your life in every way. Founded on science and inspired by nature, all Boncharge products adapt ancestral ways of living in our modern-day world. Their extensive range of premium wellness products help you sleep better, perform better, and have more energy, recover faster, balance hormones, reduce inflammation. The list really is endless. So from blue light glasses, to light therapy, to EMF management, and circadian-friendly lighting, Boncharge products help you naturally address the issues of our modern day way of life effortlessly with maximum impact. One of my favorite products from Boncharge is their infrared sauna blanket. I loved sauning and I have for a really long time, but the problem is I always have to go to the gym and a lot of times I want a sauna at night when I'm cozy at home. I just don't want to leave. That's why using the infrared sauna blanket at home has been so amazing. This is a really great way to ease stress and unwind at the end of the day. It's also really good to detoxify and it promotes lower inflammation in the body, which is really, really huge. What's also really cool is that because this is a blanket, your head is out of it. So it's honestly, I find it's easier to stay in this longer. And because my head is out of it, I'm able to like read a little bit longer and my body still gets all the good benefits that I get while being in the sauna blanket. It's really easy to set up and it's also really easy to clean. It takes less than a minute to set up. It heats up really quickly and I can enjoy like a 30-40 minute session in the sauna blanket while I'm relaxing, reading, watching TV, meditating. While if I'm in the sauna, I can really only stay in it for like 15 minutes because it gets so hot and uncomfortable, but because my head's out, I'm able to stay in it longer, but I still get all the benefits of it. I just feel so much more relaxed after my sessions. I just feel really, really good. And I just love ending my night with a sauna. Boncharge ships worldwide in rapid time. They have free shipping on every sauna blanket. They also have easy returns and exchanges, and they have a 12-month warranty. If you're interested, go to boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15%. That's boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15% off on your purchase. That's boncharge.com/manifest. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. So don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. So ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree that Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things that I love about Indeed is that I've been able to use it for all of my businesses across the last few years, and it's been really amazing. What I love the most is that I'm able to put down like exactly what it is that I want on Indeed, and the candidates that match that get sent right to me. And then the hard part actually becomes narrowing down which ones are the best for me, because they all are exactly what I'm looking for. And then it really just comes down to like, which do I vibe with the best? And that's honestly pretty hard to choose from. But Indeed makes it really easy for me to find really good quality candidates that find exactly what I'm looking for instantly. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more that you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of the show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/manifest. Just go to Indeed.com/manifest right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/manifest. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. So the importance of a morning routine is that it sets your day up for success. I notice a huge difference in my day when I put time aside for myself in the morning versus when I don't. When I do put time aside for myself in the morning, if anything goes to shit for the day, I'm able to kind of reclaim my energy back. I find that I'm less reactive. I find that I'm more productive, and this is important for me, I'm less guilty. What that means is I feel like I've already given myself this time in the morning for myself, and then I've done all of my work, and if I don't have any more work to do, I'll let myself kind of just like kick my feet up and enjoy the rest of my day, whether that's at 11 a.m. or 3 p.m. or 7 p.m. I know that I've done everything I could that day to have the best day for myself. And that's like an internal thing that I've been going through a lot for the past 3 years, I'd say, with owning a business, is I always feel like I can be doing more. But when I have a morning routine, I feel like I've done everything that I possibly could that day. Of course, there's like actual scientific studies about all the benefits that a morning routine provides. I'm not going to sit here and say them. You guys can definitely go look them up, but I just don't want to like misquote. Honestly, I don't really want to do the research, but I've read it and I know that it's just very important. And I know that you guys also know that it's important, which is why I think you're listening to this episode, because you want to develop one of your own. When I don't have a morning routine, I find that I'm incredibly reactive to everyone else's day. What that means is if someone is texting me, I will answer them right away. And if they need something from me, I'll do it right away. And then I kind of take on a panic that I'm sensing from them over text. Same with email. If someone emails me, I'll do it right. I'll respond to them right away and kind of take on that emotion of them. And that's honestly because I think I feel like I didn't set my day up for success when it comes to myself. Another thing that I find is that I'm definitely not at all as much productive. I find it so much easier to kind of just lay in bed and watch Ink Master, or I'll find it so much easier to eat the foods that I wouldn't have planned to be eating that day. Or I find it that I maybe don't get my workouts done or done as well as I would have liked to that day. Honestly, my whole day is very affected when I have a morning routine versus when I don't. And I find that my better days are when I do have a morning routine. Now, of course, there are some days where I wake up, do my morning routine, and I'm such a zombie all day. I'm so tired that I don't really get much done. And that's when it's a signal for me that one, I need more sleep, or two, I need to simplify my morning routine because it's draining me. Your morning routine should never drain you. And that's where we will begin today's topic of how to create that morning routine that actually works for you, that you can do every single morning. So the first thing that you need to do, and I'll give you guys examples, but I want you to write this down. So maybe you're listening in the car. When you get home, write this down. If you're listening like on a walk, maybe write it on your notes app on your phone. I want you to think about the things that you naturally do every single morning. Every single morning I'm talking about. And this doesn't have to be, you know, big elaborative things. These can be small things. So I'll give you guys examples. But remember these examples, but also write down every single thing that you naturally do every single morning. You wake up, drink water, you brush your teeth, maybe you do your skincare routine, maybe you make a coffee, you get ready, you shower, you might go to the gym, maybe you go for a run or a walk around neighborhoods on trails. Maybe you do a class at home. Maybe you do a stride at home, or you do a Peloton class. You do a SoulCycle class at home. Maybe you do yoga. You meditate at home. Maybe you read two chapters of a book. Maybe you work on 10 minutes of a passion project because you're really creative in the morning. Maybe you take your dog on a walk. Maybe you journal. Maybe you make your bed. Maybe you listen to 3 minutes of a daily affirmation podcast. Whatever it is, what are the things that you naturally do every single morning? For me, every single morning, whether I'm trying to have a routine or not, I wake up, I drink water, I go into the bathroom, I go to the bathroom, I brush my teeth, I put in my contacts, I put on moisturizer, and that's every single morning. Without fail, every single morning, that's what I do. And that right there is a routine. So that's the building blocks of a routine. Even if it's just as simple as literally waking up, drinking water, going to the bathroom, and doing like your things in the bathroom, that's still a routine that you've already established that you're able to build upon. So don't discredit that. That's amazing that you do that already every single day. So that's already what is natural to you. So write down everything that you naturally do, and then we'll move on to the next step. The next step is I want you to add in 1 to 2 things that you think will enrich your life that you can do every single morning. So this can be anything. You can pick anything that I've listed previously. You can make up your own thing. It doesn't matter. The only thing that I want it to be is realistic for you. So if you know that you have to start work at 9 a.m. and you don't like to get up and you're not a morning person, so you want to get up at 8 a.m., don't choose to do a 3-hour workout before you start work, because that's not going to be realistic for you. If you start work at 9 a.m. and you're an early bird and you like to get up at 5:30 or 6 every single day, maybe you can choose to have a long workout in the morning. It doesn't have to be anything crazy. It can literally be read 10 pages of a book. It can be write down my dreams in the morning. It can be listen to a 3-minute daily affirmation podcast and journal what the podcast says. It can be as simple as I want to clean up one part of my house every single morning when I wake up. These are things that will enrich your life that can or cannot be time consuming. It needs to be realistic. If you know that you don't like waking up in the morning, don't choose anything that's going to feel like a chore first thing in the morning. If you're creative in the morning, choose something that will enable you to continue being creative in the morning. If you have a passion project, this is the time to do it. If you're writing a book, this is the time to start it. If you know that you are someone that needs to get nitty-gritty details out of the way in the morning so that you can have a successful day, put away your laundry in the morning. Wipe down your surfaces in the morning. Whatever it might be, do 1 or 2 things in addition to what you already do every single morning that will enrich your mornings. Now, once you have this list of everything, you're then going to work backwards to create an ideal timeline. I'm going to use the work start time of 9 a.m. And I'm also going to factor in that most of us are still working from home, so there's no commute. Now, let's say if you were going to an office and it's a 30-minute commute, I'm now actually going to put your start time at 8:30. But for me, there's no commute that I have to do. My work start time is 9 a.m. working from home. So that's why we're going right up to the hour. But anyway, so now you're going to create your ideal timeline starting backwards. So you need to start work by 9 a.m. Coffee, this is all just an example, by the way. Coffee is the last thing that I want to do. So I'm going to make my coffee at 8:50 in the morning. That's 10 minutes for coffee. So there's a little bit of wiggle room if I'm running a couple minutes behind. I can take my time. I'm not rushed. That's the big thing, is I don't want to be rushed in my morning routine. So setting aside 10 minutes for coffee might sound crazy, but 5 minutes for coffee to me sounds rushed. So I'm going to do 10. But that's also because I like fancy lattes, but besides the point. So I'm going to make my coffee at 8:50. I want 20 minutes to get ready so I can set myself up for success. So at 8:30, I need to start getting ready, because 8:50 minus 20 brings us to 8:30. I want to take a 10-minute shower before I get ready. So 8:30 minus 10 brings us to 8:20. I need to be in the shower. I want to take a 30-minute walk around my neighborhood or a 30-minute workout class at home every single day. So I will need to start that workout. 8:20 minus 30 brings us to 7:50. I need to start that workout at 7:50 every single day. I have workout clothes that I need to change into. So I need to change into my workout clothes every single day at 7:40. I want to do a 10-minute meditation before I change into my workout clothes. So 7:40 minus 10 brings us to 7:30. I want to wake up and not feel rushed in the morning, so I will allow myself to wake up and do skincare at 7:15 a.m. So this morning routine of the example that I gave is a 7:15 a.m. wake up time that's followed by skincare, a 10-minute meditation, a 30-minute walk, a 30-minute total time to get ready, including a shower, and a 10-minute coffee or breakfast prep time, all to be at work by 9 a.m. And remember, you can choose anything you want here. You can wake up, do your skincare, listen to an affirmation podcast, and journal for 30 minutes. From that journal, you can then listen to another podcast and go on a 45-minute run. And then you can come home, take an hour-long shower. You can do whatever you want. But the only thing that you need to do is make it realistic and attainable. When people create a morning routine, we typically do it when we're very inspired. We do it maybe the night before, we do it when we're having an epiphany, whatever it might be, we do it when we're very inspired. So because of that, we tend to go really, really big. And for everyone, big is not always attainable. So the goal is to be realistic. You want a realistic morning routine that you can follow anywhere. A good example of this is that my home morning routine is much different than my beach morning routine, but I'm still able to stick to them because the core principles of them are the same. You also want to make sure that your wake-up time is the same every day. This includes the weekends. This was always something that I was so confused about because no one ever talked about weekend morning routines. You can do your weekend morning routine exactly the same or different. The purpose of a routine is that it becomes habitual and so that it sets your day up for success. If you need more time in the morning, fine, take your routine a little slower, but your body is naturally going to allow yourself to wake up at the same time every day once this becomes a habit. If you want to sleep in, go for it. But try to follow that same routine and know that waking up on Monday morning after you've slept in might be a little bit harder. If that's something that you're willing to do, go for it. I like to stay around the same time frame. So if I'm waking up at 6 a.m. every single day, on weekends I'll try and sleep in until about 7. And that for me is really good. That extra hour feels really good. I'm still able to go about my morning routine, feel like I'm getting a morning to myself, I'm being productive for myself, and then after that, I have the whole day ahead of me to not do any work and to do whatever makes me happy that day. In addition to this, you can't dread your morning routine. You start to dread it when it becomes really unattainable and when it feels like something that is now a chore. So if you're having to wake up 4 hours before you start work just to get in your morning routine and you're losing sleep over getting your morning routine in, I need you to reevaluate your morning routine because that's not working for you anymore. I need you to reevaluate if you can move your workout to maybe your lunch hour, if you can move your workout to after work. Maybe if you can wake up a little bit later, shorten that routine, get more work done in your hours because maybe you're not as tired from waking up as early in the morning, you'll be more energized for a workout in the later day rather than doing it in the morning. Your routine needs to be something that you are waking up excited for. And you can do this in a variety of ways. The number one way is having a routine that works for you. The second way is you can do little things for yourself that will make you excited to wake up. So you can pick out maybe the podcast that you're going to listen to in the next morning, the night before. Maybe if you're reading a book, you can leave it on a cliffhanger so you wake up to an awesome part of the book. Maybe you're going to choose a great workout outfit the night before. Maybe you're going to make overnight oats the night before so you wake up and have this amazing breakfast already ready. Maybe you're going to set your Keurig to go off around the time that you want your coffee made so you can smell it being brewed in the morning. All these little things make you excited to wake up the next day and make you excited to have this morning routine. They set your day up for success, and I really want you to embrace them and stick to them for 1 month. Commit for 1 month. And I want you to break this down week by week, day by day. So don't wait until April. Start literally today, March 22nd to April 22nd. Write down everything that you want to do for your routine and then say, okay, this week I'm going to do this every single day and I'm going to start tomorrow on Tuesday, March 23rd. You wake up Tuesday, you do it Tuesday. It was great. You're feeling motivated. You do it again Wednesday. It was great. You feel motivated. You do it Thursday. You do it Friday. You do it Saturday. You do it Sunday. Suddenly that's a week. Cross that off. See how easy that is? Break it down 1 week at a time and then into 1 day at a time. It's not always going to be easy, but it's always going to be worth it. The secret to a successful morning routine is sleep. You absolutely need to sleep enough in order for your morning routine to be attainable, realistic, and successful. If you are sacrificing 3 hours of sleep to get in a solid routine, you need to either shorten your routine or go to bed earlier. If going to bed earlier isn't an option, shorten your routine. In addition to this, I need you to change your mindset into thinking that a routine is a non-negotiable rather than just something you're choosing to do. It's no longer an elective of your life. It's a non-negotiable. It is just as important as waking up for your job because this will set you up to be better at your job. This will set you up to be a better student. This will set you up to be a better friend, girlfriend, mother, sister, wife. Whatever it might be, allowing yourself to have this time for yourself will set you up to be a better role in anyone's life, including your own. And on top of all of this, I want you to challenge yourself to not look at your phone during your morning routine. Don't wake up and be reactive to others. Don't wake up and think that other people's agenda and to-do list is now your to-do list. If you wake up, read an awful email in the morning, or you wake up and read a text message of people needing something from you, you're going to start your day panicked, anxious, and reactive. Rather than calm, collected, and whole, because you started your day for yourself. So guys, I hope these tips helped you create a morning routine that works for you. I would love to hear your morning routines. If you guys want to post them on your story and then tag me in them, I would love to see it. Maybe if you guys made like little Instagram reels of your morning routines, tagged me in them, I would absolutely love to see them. I'd love to repost them so that the other Manifest listeners can see your morning routines. I think that would be amazing, very inspiring for others. I didn't want to say my like whole morning routine because I don't want mine to influence you guys. I always hear of other people's routines and think, well, I can't do all that in the morning. You know, I can't wake up at 9 and then wait till 11 to start my day. Like I need earlier. I work a little bit better in the morning, so I need to wake up a little bit earlier, which is why I didn't want to tell you guys my routine. I didn't want to influence you guys. You deserve to create a routine that works for you, regardless of what I do or what you hear on the internet anywhere else. So yeah, I would love to see. With that being said, though, I'd love to see your routines. It could inspire others. Maybe they want to add something into theirs. Maybe they want to substitute something. Whatever it might be, I think it'd be great to see it. So please make a story or a reel and tag me in it, and I would love to see it. And yeah, that's pretty much all that I have for you guys today. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll talk to you guys next week for Manifest Monday. Bye, guys.